thank you so much for listening. I want to share a song now that I learned with traveling through Italy this past year. This, believe it or not, was a worldwide hit. You know, the thing is, in order to deliver this song, I must put on a little bit of an accent here. You know what I'm saying? I mean, no disrespect, actually. I had a life-changing experience being in Italia for about 2 weeks. Really amazing. I learned a very powerful mantra that stops the mind from complaining. Do you know what that mantra is? Shut up your face. If you ever find yourself complaining, it works. So would you help me sing this song? All right, here we go. Shut up your face. I can see right now that the mantra is opening up your hearts. Yes, yes. You can always tell when the heart is open because the corners of the mouth, they lighten up. They do this, yes, yes. So next time we sing a discourse, will you help me? You sing, hey, after every line and shut up your face. Are you ready? Hey, what's the matter, you?
Hey.
Got the no respect.
Hey.
What do you think you do?
Hey.
Why are you looking so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. One more time. Hey, what's the matter, you?
Hey.
Got the no respect.
Hey.
Oh, why do you think you do?
Hey.
Why you looking so sad? Hey, it's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. Now, if you ever catch me complaining, I hope you send me an email. You call up on my phone right away. You can take my card in the back and call up my phone. You say, Estu, shut up your face. Thank you. Well, there's just a little bit of time left, and I want to spend it sharing some more songs. But before I get into some songs, I just wanted to share some different sounds. You know, for 8 years I worked as an artist in residence at a cancer hospital in Buffalo, New York. I lived there for 20 years. Don't all applaud at once, Buffalo, New York. Yeah. It's actually a wonderful town. No, I'm just kidding. But while I was there, I was honored. It was a real deep honor to do this work, working with patients, families, and hospital staffs, you know, nurses, doctors, administrators at the hospital, bringing healing music to them. So it was part of a federal block grant. There were 12 artists in residence, and I was the musician hired for it. So what we would do is we would show up to people's rooms with absolutely no plan whatsoever. You know, I would be in the hallway picking my ukulele or playing my Native American flute or my guitar, and they would hear the sound enter the room. Before I would enter, the music would be there. And over the course of many weeks, you know, relationships were made and bonds were formed. And very often we would write songs together and songs that were inspired by things that happened at the hospital. It was a lot of deep experiences. In fact, a couple of times I was invited into, actually on two occasions, I was invited into a family's room just as their loved one was transitioning. And I played them out. And so it was really powerful, and I'm still in touch with those people. It wasn't all heavy, though. There were some very funny things that happened around the hospital. You know, one time I was called in because I would receive referrals from the nurses, and I was told to visit the ICU unit. People who just finished having an operation would be there recovering, often heavily sedated, but the music, especially that of the Native American flute, would calm them down. So I would play for them. And one time I was doing that for a patient who was being transported from ICU back up to their room on the fifth floor. And I played the whole time. I was following the hospital bed as it was wheeled. And the patient was very relaxed after a few minutes of the music. So I continued to play in their room even after the nurses and the orderlies left. And I played them into sleep. And I thought, this is wonderful. I'm so glad I calmed them down. And the family was calm. And without any words, I just said, thank you, thank you. And I went on my way. A few days later, when I got back to the hospital, I decided to check up on this patient to see how they were doing. So I went into the room. And before I knocked, I thought it would be nice just to do this. Before I knocked or even put my head in the doorway, I did this. And I put my head around the door frame, and the patient sat up in bed and said, you're real! Now, they were heavily sedated. They didn't know. And plus, I had my hair down when I was, when I was playing for them that first time, and so they told me that they had this vision that they thought Kenny G was playing for them. It was really funny. We were laughing so hard. We actually had to stop laughing because her scars were starting to hurt. We were laughing so much. But all joking aside, she really felt that the sound of the Native American flute was a bird and that she was riding on that bird, riding up far above the earth. And she felt that she, for a few minutes, felt that she was not sick. She had broke the identification with being someone who, quote, has cancer. And she... It was just a very opening experience for her, she shared with me. And I'm still in touch with that person. And it's amazing what music can do. I know everybody is here because they love music. They especially love the ukulele, but we love music and what it does to our hearts and our spirits. And so I see you all playing and having a good time together and raising everybody's vibrations. So I just think it's so wonderful that you do that and you bring it into your communities. So a big hand to all of you for your love of music and your love of sharing it. Thank you. There is some Native American flute on the new CD, including this song that was written with a patient. This heart, I got sweet love so far apart. Can't we just fast forward to a brand new start? When you want what you have, you have what you want. Joy had a pain from the eagle's eye. It's all a game. Don't let your mind win, it'll only taunt. When you want what you have, you have what you want. The grass sure looks greener. A new love might stay by your side, might be even sweeter. It's easy to be a dreamer, taking a path less wrong. But take a look around, stop and feel the ground. Maybe right is just a numb. Peaceful heart, intentions clear. I'll simple thank you for what is here. We spin round and round and round into the heart. When you want what you have, you have what you want. When you want what you have, you have what you want. When you want what you have, you have. Thank you so much. So I'm gonna play a little guitar for you, my six-string baritone ukulele. One of the reasons why I'm so passionate about teaching music in a way that's friendly and holistic and serves everybody's individual journey is how I began, which was taking my dad's classical guitar into the woods. Was about 5 years old, I started to do that, and I would imitate the sounds of the birds and the sounds of the wind before I knew anything about playing. I just like to make sounds. How about you? Do you like making sounds? And then somewhere along the line, well-intentioned music teachers, some of them with different levels of patience for an excited young boy, start to tell you or me, you know, what's right and what's wrong. And it's really wonderful to bring your own sensibility to your journey. So I'm going to play a song that I learned sitting on my daddy's lap. I would sit on his leg, and I would play the left hand, and he would play the right hand. And then I'm going to play a few other tunes from Brazil. Thank you. lucky to get a job. I have a job now. How about that? And it's touring with an artist. I play guitar with an artist named Sanatam Kaur. She's not a household name, but in the world of yoga music and devotional chant music, it's a bit like being in the Rolling Stones. We've been to South America twice and Europe once. And we have been touring around the world, sometimes playing to audiences of 3,000 people. It's been a real honor and a delight. And if you visit my YouTube channel, Ukulele Zen, you'll see some updates from the road. We just finished a... can you roll off the bass? We just finished an East Coast tour of about 10 cities from Miami to Toronto. Some music from Brazil by Louis Bonfa. Sing along. Thank you. la 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 la. Thank you so much. I just have time for one more tune, and please don't tell Joel what I'm about to do to his ukulele. Oh. Because as promised, here are some of the stunts from Mr. Roy Smek. So thank you very much, and big thanks to Risa, working sound. Give it up to Risa. Thank you very much to Dennis for and everybody who's helped to put on the Belfast Ukulele Fest. Give it up. And thank you all for being here. You know, if you weren't here, we would just be here in an empty tent. So it really wouldn't be the same without you. Thank you very much. Kids, ask your parents what that means. Thank you very much. My name is Stuart Fuchs. I hope to see you again sometime. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.